4DTY. I'm standing by waiting for net.
UCQ, welcome to the Blue Ridge C-Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant suppression of amateur radio, this stand is called nightly 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. It's also the echo link node 5452 in the universe. This net will be activated. Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic announcements for bulletins from the net. Please call WG4MC or net control. Now again, the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a directed net. All stations with without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign for net. Please always appreciate your name, location, and senior intent to remove the net for the ratchet portion. Before we start with our check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, friend DR and his wife, Ala, in 4IEI, IEI. And then we got Kurt Greenville, KM4H. Then we got K4XMR, Mel Prosperity. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. KN4RJN, John and Brown Summit. KG4PFI, that's Don and his wife Linda. KG4QLQ, they're in Piedmont. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Then we have KA5WLL, William Taylors. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dakinsville. KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose. W4IOE, Sid up there in Fletcher. KG4WFD, Landon in Dakinsville. K4OSH, Mr. Pat Malden. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. KI4MRA, that's Fred in Greer. And then WU2T, that's Rusty and Moore. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins. Begin with our Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge C-Meter Net. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge C-Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. If you don't have transmit capability, just send me a text message. We'd love you to check in. All right, we'll start with the RF portion tonight being Thursday night. We start with the Quebec through Tango Group Q through T for the Blue Ridge C-Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. And KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you talking about Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T from the Blue Ridge C-Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. WG4MC at the Blue Ridge C-Meter Net will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge C-Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Check me in now tonight.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor Lember. K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont. And it will be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a nice evening.
The Blue Ridge C-Meter Net, like welcome KE4LHF, that's Keith in Columbus. Appreciate you talking about Keith. Then we got K4VKN, that's Alan in Piedmont. Then we got KN4VEWA, that's Steve and Evan. Appreciate everybody stopping by. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will find the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Control.
WG4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4MC. Mr. Matt, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little fried joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Matt. All on the net.
4MC. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
From Steve, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, with a red group of check-ins starting with KK4DMW, that's Rick and his wife Lorena. KK4ONO, their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorena. Michelle, we said hello. Hope you are doing well. In Piedmont, W4DJW, Mr. David Greer, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife Joy, K3JOY. Gary, hope you're doing well. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. And then we got KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. 4MC and the Blue Ridge Team Internet will fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us Echo through Hotel. E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. All good evening, Matt. All be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
The 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Sheen, and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
We're going to see me on that. Well, I'd welcome with KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Canada. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by, Gene. Additional stations that go through hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Rim Sheen, this is N0TR. Good evening, Matt, and I'm mobile. Good evening to you and all on the net. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom, mobile around in Greer. Please clarify off there on the mobile, Tom, and tell Miss Bernice I said hello. Alright, we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. WG4MC, please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, say 73 for each one of you.
AC6IW, Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey. Jeff, mobile in Spartanburg, headed back to Greenville. I'll be negative traffic, and I'll try to stick around for the rag shoe. AC6IW, 73.
If you will, please check in Whiskey X-Ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango. WX4DAT, Danny over here in Gastonia, and I'll be in and out after formal.
4MC. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4, LZI. Inge, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
For MC. Matt, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment this evening, 73.
We'd like to welcome KT4JIA, that's Dennis and Gaffney. Appreciate you stopping by, Dennis. KK4JFO, that's James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James. AC6IW, that's Jeff, Melbourne Realm. On the way back for, or coming from Smart Road, Greenville. Be back to you in a little bit, Jeff, for some comments. Then we got Mr. Dennis in Gaffney, WX4DAI. Appreciate you stopping by, Dennis. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock. KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Nashville. Appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L from the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Land Control, please check in Whiskey X-Ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny, in Gastonia. I checked in prior, but I guess you didn't get it.
To Mr. Danny, KX4DAT. Appreciate you stopping by, sir. Additional stations, India 3 Lima, Arthur Ralph, the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna. KT4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, hope you're doing well. Please tell Donna we said hello. And again, hope you are doing good this evening. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the very patient route for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7:30 you and all in the net, negative and negative.
4MC. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And I'll stick around for a comment or two, Matt, but Anna will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
To the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please welcome KO4NNX. Ask Mr. Fred, mobile around Piedmont. Appreciate you talking about Fred. Be careful out there on the mobile on your way to work. And then we got KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and Count Fidel, and his wife Anna, KO4RYP. Chad, please tell Anna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Be back to you in a little bit for some comments. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Control, this is KO4BWQ. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. From Harrison, South Carolina, this is Jimmy.
Welcome, Mr. Jimmy and Anderson, KO4VWQ. Appreciate you stopping by, Jimmy. This is stations Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC.
Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'm going to be negative and negative tonight.
KO 4CEF, that's Andrew. I'm afraid I didn't get your location. If you can come back, please.
Station's in Edmond, South Carolina.
Hope you're doing water. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. This is WG4MC, now securing the full force of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the right two portion with periodically stops for check-ins. First on the belt this evening is Mr. Jeff, AC6IW. Please call WG4MC.
See, this is AC6IW. So it seems like I'm still reaching the repeater okay. I'm on 85 south.
WG4C. Yeah, you're doing good. Just a little bit of white noise, but you're still hopping. You're still able to read you.
How many other people are on here for the rag shoe portion? I normally don't do that. I've only done it a couple times. Is it just you and me or anyone else?
Well, that again, Jeff, you were a little bit scratchy that time.
Asking how many people are on for the rag shoe portion. I think I heard Chad say that he might be around. But I normally don't do that, so I was just wanting to do that if there was something that people wanted to talk about.
Put your chat down for Ratitude. 6IWWG4C. Yeah, Mr. Jeff, I got you and Mr. Chad down for Ratitude. Did you want to make a comment, sir? WG4C. I'm not sure what was going on with the repeater a couple weeks ago that made it all scratchy. Does anybody know what was going on? Please call WG4C. 6IWWG4C. Well, we're not sure what happened was making the repeater scratchy, but yeah, you were a little bit more scratchy that time.
Back on the repeater from home, so it's with more power and a bigger antenna and everything, so being out in my car is a little bit different, but I don't know, let me just ask, like, what you do. I'm a trumpet player and teach music, so, and have been a ham since the early 80s.
My day job is an accountant. I got my ticket back in 2016. So you were in the late 80s. I was, was it early 80s or late 80s when you got your ticket?
Somewhere in the early 80s. Like, I'm 54, and I know I got it at the beginning of high school. I graduated in 86, and I remember I had it. I had my advance at least by my freshman year, because I remember someone just talking about this on Facebook about seeing one of the first cell phones, and I mentioned that I had a Kenwood TR-2500, and I brought it to school my freshman year. This was before cell phones, and I actually placed a phone call on it, and my friends thought it was really cool. But it was before those big, giant Motorola cell phones. But it was somewhere around then, so that would have been 82 if I was my freshman year.
Yeah, that's a little bit early for me. I was still a little tight then. But, yeah, I enjoy the hobby. Really like working DX on HF.
What's your setup for your HF radio? I've been out of ham radio for maybe like close to 20 years, and just about September I got back into it, and I have a Yaesu FT-991A and 268-foot infed and a full wave. That's out in the trees in the backyard, and I've got a full wave 40-meter loop in my attic, but it works okay, but it picks up some noise from the house. I kind of like the infed the most.
Yeah, I got a 7300 and run an amp, a Drake L4B, and I got two all center fed dipoles in the backyard, one's for 80 meters and the one's for 40 meters.
I've heard a lot of good things about the 7300. Is that, can't you work it remotely, like through the internet?
No, you just need the software for your computer.
Apple doing that, and I thought it was pretty cool. That's one of the things that I thought when I was going back and forth between radios, I was like, you know, 7300 or the 991, but that's pretty cool. What band do you usually like to hang out on? For me, I mean, I do some DX in the day or sporadically in the night, but I like to kind of rag to on 40 or 75 meters on single sideband. I need to try to get back into CW, and I made like one or two contacts a month ago, and I still can remember it, but I need to start doing that again. I just want to get that back up to where I used to have it.
Hi, WWG Farm. See, well, like I said, normally when I get home from work, you know, 20 meters is kind of going downhill, so I really got my station set up to work on 40 meters, but I've gotten a little bit of noise on 40 meters. I've got a couple of neighbors with those solar systems, and I think one of the inverters is going bad, so I'm like, oh, great. It's like, how do you start the conversation about that?
I think I pick up some different electrical noise from houses with mine, too, with my infed that's outside. Usually it's, like, pretty good, but sometimes at different times of day I'll pick up stuff, and I wonder if it's something like that, like, you know, appliances in other people's house, because I got permission from my neighbor, so I have it go up about 70 feet straight up and then about another 200 feet horizontally across in the trees, so you can't really see it, but it goes through my property and my neighbor's property, and there's at least like maybe 4 to 6 houses all around it, so I'm probably picking up someone's house.
Yeah, RFI is just it's like peeling back an onion. Like, you think you get one layer nailed, and then it seems like it grows another layer. It's just the world we live in with wall warts and Bluetooth and everything going like wireless through the, you know, everybody's wanting to control everything wireless these days.
That's why I've got a lot of noise on that 40-meter, the full-wave loop that's in my attic, because I've got a bunch of those Philips Hue lights that are through Wi-Fi, and they can do Bluetooth, but I never used Bluetooth on them, but, I mean, they're all over my house, so I kind of like it that I'm on a Mac, so I can say, hey, Siri, turn the lights red or blue or purple or whatever, and the whole house will, like, change colors, so it's kind of cool. And I have a sensor in my mailbox, so whenever the mailman opens up the mailbox, it turns a light in the bedroom, the living room, and my studio. It'll turn it red, so I know there's something in the mailbox. But, I mean, that all creates interference for my ham radio, though.
After that, yeah, it's just the world we're living in. Just we just have to do the best we can. It's like, it's nice to have those features. It's like, can we just turn a switch and just let them be off while we play ham radio?
So the Drake amplifier. So did you? They don't make Drake anymore, do they? And how many watts is it?
Not sure how old it is, but they don't make them anymore. It's the tube amplifier, and I've gotten close to 1,500 watts out of it at full max, but I don't like to run it that high. I try to keep it, like, for DX, just about 1,000 watts.
That's cool. Well, I used to live in California. That's where I'm originally from. I had someone that built me a custom amp that had a couple tubes in it. I forgot which one, but it was like super heavy, like maybe 100 pounds or more, maybe 150 pounds. It was so heavy to move. But I used to like to that on 75 meters at night, and it was pretty cool. And there was a group of guys that they were all into radios that were tubes only, and they kept saying how they all loved their Drake equipment. And so I've heard lots of great things about Drake, and there's some people that I know that that's all that they'll use. That's pretty neat that you got that.
6IWWG4C. Yeah, it was from a local ham. He had it, and he basically rebuilt it, but, oh, man, it works absolutely fantastic. I've worked in Australia. I've worked New Zealand on it.
Cool. What band have you worked Australia and New Zealand on? There's a guy that on Facebook, he's another trumpet player that's a friend of one of my trumpet students, and he's in Australia, and we keep talking about trying to work each other maybe early in the morning on 40 or something. But what band have you worked Australia and New Zealand with?
I've gotten them on 15 and 40 in Australia. I've just worked them once on 20.
Day is
2 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't believe it, but I got them about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on 15. There must have been some sympathetic E going on, but I couldn't believe I got them. And the Australian, I got them on 20 meters about, it was about 7 o'clock over the summer.
Seven at night.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, he was weak, I was weak, but we were able to get the contact, and he did confirm with Logbook of the World.
I used to work Australia and New Zealand from California all the time, which seemed like it was no big deal, but I never had worked Europe until I moved out here, so being able to work Europe is pretty cool, but I still have yet to reach anyone in Australia or New Zealand from here, but I'll have to check at those times, and I know that it's possible. I was thinking that maybe I just couldn't do it, you know?
Yeah, they say about, I think it's like around 2 or 3 o'clock is you can work Australia doing a long path. I have heard them before, but I could never break through the pileup, I see, until I finally got them about August.
Well, I set up another one of these infeds that I put on a spool, a couple spools, like one with the coax and a choke for that kind of acts as a radial or what's the other word for it? I can't think of it. And then the other part with the actual wire and the ballon is on another one. And I want to take it out and see if I can go like on a mountaintop or something like that and see what I can do, or maybe take it to field day whenever they do that. I haven't done field day in forever, and it'd be kind of fun to do that. I'm assuming it'll probably happen this year.
Yeah, I'm looking for a field day again, and like I said, it's a good time just to experiment with different radios and, well, with antenna setups and just see what you can do, because, you got plenty of people that can test it out for you with the bands being so jam-packed on field day.
Well, we'll have to somehow meet each other sometime. I'm almost to my house right now, so I'm going to park and get out pretty soon. I'm only about a block away. But remind me your name again. My name is Jeff, and again, my call is AC6IW, and I'll be clear on your final.
AC6IW, WG4MC, that's Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. Name is Matt, Mike Alpha, Tango Tango. Been a pleasure chatting with you, Jeff. And again, check you back in often as you can. Maybe we can do another match to you. All right, so WG4MC, the movie's 2 minutes, looking for additional check-ins to Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Oh, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd. I'm originally from Simpsonville, but I'm mobile at this point in time.
Excuse me, I'd like to welcome KO4KXB, that's Lloyd. Mobile around in Simpsonville. Lloyd, you be careful out there in the mobile again. Safe travels back to QTH. Alrighty, next on the stop this evening is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Please call WG4MC.
4MC, this is KO4NUE. How are you tonight, Matt?
wonderful. Busy at work as usual. That's always a good thing. I'd rather be busy than sitting there twiddling my thumbs, especially right now for us accountants, trying to get the year-end closed and all that fun stuff. And now the month, since the January is almost over with. Looking forward to hopefully we continue the bands getting improving and get some more DX under my belt.
Well, you're welcome to come up to the deer camp on Saturday. We're going to have a couple of operators out there trying to do a little exercise up there if you want to get out into the cold, because I think it's supposed to be pretty chilly this weekend. But I hadn't heard you on the net, so I figured I'd make sure you knew if you wanted to come by. And I just want to drop by for a few minutes and say hello to you and everybody on the net. And I talked with Walt today, twice actually, and the surgery went. He had a feeding tube installed yesterday. This morning at 10 o'clock, I had to call the ambulance out to his home because he was having some difficulty breathing. He's in a lot of pain, and he starts his chemo treatments on Monday morning. And he just wanted me to say hello to everybody on his behalf. And I told him that we were all thinking about him and we were all praying for him. So I was able to make contact with his daughter and got her telephone number. So I have another point of contact to find out information. So just wanted to drop by and let everybody know that. And other than that, I guess that's all I got. KO4NUE.
KDWG, for the update on Walt, I know that's difficult for him. And again, I hope everything works out really good and he is able to get back to the net real soon and a speedy recovery. And again, just tell him we're thinking about him and he's in our prayers. And biggest thing is just keeping the morale up. Again, just let him know we're thinking about him and speedy recoveries. Appreciate that, Chad. I appreciate the invite. Yeah, you're right. It's just going to be a little cold, a little chilly this weekend. I'd like to get some outside housework done. I needed to do a little re-caulking around a couple of my windows, but I don't think that's going to happen because it's got to be a little warm for that caulking stuff to work.
You're right. And caulking cold weather doesn't work out too well. But good luck with it. And maybe warmer days are to come. We'll see. But appreciate you calling the net tonight, Matt. And be safe. I'll be clear, but standing by. KI4LZI, if you're listening, hang on frequency just a little bit after the net. I need to tell you something. KO4NUE, I'll be clear.
Hey, WG Pharmacy, appreciate Mr. Chad, always a pleasure, and tell Miss Annalise said hello. All right, WG Pharmacy, looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in that big group. If you stop by late, no worries, we'd love to get your check-in. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control.
India 4, Delta Tango 4, KI4, DTY, this is Daniel N. Taylors.
Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4, XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative, good evening, you know, one on that.
Welcome, KI4DTY, that's Daniel and Taylors, appreciate you stopping by, Daniel. Then we got K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, appreciate you stopping by, Tommy. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. For the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, or if anybody would like to do rag to you, please call WG4MC or Net Control. stand by and I'll send in that report. Nice to hear the Blue Ridge 2 Internet with our thanks for everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night. WG4MC clear.
KI4LZI, KO4NUE.
LZI.
Just want to drop by and let you never guess what I got in the mail today. A big red, white, and QSL card from W4TWX, Jack Norris, for a contact on 25 December of 21.
He sent them out, but I didn't know if, at his age now, how many he sent out anymore.
Good looking card. I mean, he's got it figured out. It says confirming contact with KO4NUE, single sideband, QSO on 25 December 21, 1203 UTC, RST was 59 on 3.856 on a Yaesu 990, 500 watts, a dipole. And he says, thanks, Chad, for the QSO, Jack.
Tells the RFID, well, he's been at this longer than you and I both have. You know, I've been, most of my time was spent mostly monitoring this repeater. Then a few years later, I got an HF receiver, but the HF receiver I first started out with wasn't receiving nothing but AM and CW. And unfortunately, this day and time, there's not nearly as much AM as there was back when he got into it, so it wasn't until I got a DX-160 realistic receiver in 79 that it would even receive single sideband. And when I compare it to this 718 I got, it wasn't much of a sideband receiver, but Jack's been in it forever and a day. He's got cards on 6 meter sideband, HF, and I wouldn't know what all he's got cards on. I mean, he's got them from everywhere.
Well, it's like I said, it's a nice looking card. I mean, he's done a good job with it. And, you know, I just want to drop by and let you know. I talk with him occasionally, up on 3856. I talked with him the other day, and he was, talking about doing a DX expedition on, some kind of bomber, B-1 bomber, or not a B-1, but one of those World War II bombers. I forget which one it was. But he'd already done one expedition on it, and he wasn't too happy with how it went, and he's thinking about putting another one together. So, you know, I jumped in there and talked with him for a little while about it, and you know, he was just excited to talk about that airplane. I went to the website he was talking about, and it sure is a pretty looking airplane. Memory Lane, I think the one name of it was, but it was a beautiful bird, and evidently it comes in the Donelson Air Base every now and then, and you can, you know, you can hire them out for the day to, you know, spend an hour or so up in the air. But I think if it comes to Donelson, I think I'd like to do that. It sure was a pretty looking bird.
For LZI, where QST has a section in there of all the special events that goes on, say for the next month or so after. There's one, believe it or not, there that I was just looking at in the QST here just a couple of hours ago. about the Hunley. Remember the Hunley that they brought up from the bottom of the sea out there? There's a special event going on about it.
I've watched over the years, you know, that whole process with, you know, recovering the Hunley and all that. But that's pretty interesting. I think me and Anna may have gone down to Charleston to see the Hunley. I can't. Yeah, did we? Yeah, we took the kids down there to see it. It was quite the structure. I mean, it's. I don't see how they put those things together. My goodness, rivets all over the place.
Well, such matters out about special events, you want to keep up with such stuff like that work? QST has it in every monthly edition about the special events that's going to be coming out for the next month. And I don't know if Jack's still, last I talked to him about it, he wasn't getting QST, so he heard about it from someone else about it, what's been going on for so long. He just knows about it, but QST is where you can keep up with some of that, with these special events that's going on.
Got a year subscription to QST for Christmas. I think one of the kids gave it to me. But I haven't got the first magazine yet. I don't know what's going on with it. Maybe it's I don't know how often it comes out, but supposedly I've got a subscription for it. I just haven't got the magazine yet.
Remember, I took mine back in 06, and there's been a lot of changes between then and now. They may only be sending it out just digitally. I don't know now. When I started taking mine out, there was only the paper versions all it was, but now they got this digital stuff, and you might want to check with them and see if that's what they're doing. They might just be sending it to you digitally, unless your mail's on this. Let's put it this way, your U.S. mail's unreliable. It's kind of like that up here.
Oh, don't get me started on the mailman around here. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't think it's digital. I think it's still paper copy. But like I said, I'll figure out what's going on with it. I got so much stacked up in here in the shack right now. I don't know how it gets so cluttered so quick, but it's just stuff laying everywhere. And you know, when I built the thing, I said this will be plenty of room. I got plenty of room to do, you know, whatever. And it's just, I can't even see the shelves anymore. I got papers laying everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Tells the guy. Well, like I say, anytime there's anything like that about a special bank, you look in your, the QST comes out. The paper edition does, and I think they did it the same way on a monthly basis. So, whenever you sent your payment in and they received it, whenever the next month comes up, they should have done sent you one.
Hey, Chad, this is Roland, K1CJW. I subscribed to QST, and the same thing happened to me. I gave him a call, and about 4 days later, I got my first month and every month thereafter. No problems. K1CJW's clear.
Oh, thank you, Roland. I'll give them a holler tomorrow, because I've been kind of looking forward to that. I hadn't got it yet. The problem is we've had some, during Christmas time, we had some guy roaming the highway out there that was taking everybody's mail. So I came out in the driveway one morning
and there was a whole bunch of mail up in the woods at the end of the driveway. You know, envelopes tore open and stuff laying everywhere, so, I mean, I collected all I could collect that was still intact and, you know, took them to all of the addresses that I could read. And you just see where he just walked up the road and just took stuff out of people's mailbox. I guess he's looking for money, I guess. And decided he's going to dump them at the end of the driveway. So, you know, that's always stuck in the back of my mind. Me and Dad's going to get a... We're going to change our mailboxes out to keep from, you know, somebody being able to get in them. But I'll give them a holler tomorrow and see what's going on with it, and see if I can get it in the mail out to me, because I'm anxious to see it.
That should work. K1CJW.
Right down there in Pickens Rolling.
Yeah, I just had all my grandkids and great grandchildren, and they just left about 15 minutes ago, and the great grandmas wore me out. So I'm doing fine, Chad. Thank you, K1CJW.
That's good. My oldest son is getting married in a little over a month, and I have, you know, every time him and his my future daughter comes over, I don't hesitate to remind them both that, hey, I want, you know, when's the grandchildren coming? And they just kind of look at me real funny, you know. But I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait. I went a couple months ago. I went to the gun store in town and got a little old 22 youth rifle, and my mother bought me about 20 years ago. She used to collect dolls. My mother did. So she gave me some of her dolls that she's collected over the years. One of them's still in the box. So I got everything covered. I got a good gift for a granddaughter, and I got a good gift for a grandson. But if the granddaughter wants a rifle, she can have it too. So I'm just ready. And I want them to be like a jar full of bumblebees. You know, I'm going to shake them up, stir them up, and send them back home.
Well, I got you beat. I got two children, three grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. And if I'm around the next 5 years, which I doubt it at my age, I'll wind up being a great-great grandfather. How's that for a title? K1CJW.
Oh, that is quite the title. That is quite the title. And if anybody deserves it, you do. So I can't imagine having that many kids in the house. It just seems like yesterday we had all three of ours here. And, you know, now that they're gone, you know, I'm kind of miss them, you know. I miss them, and I'm just, I'm ready for some grandkids, I guess. Just ready to love all of them.
I was talking today, one of my great-granddaughter was doing her homework there on a laptop, and she took her math test, and she got 91 on it. And I said to her, I says, why don't you call your mother and tell her you got 91? She says, I don't have to do that. She's already got it on her phone. I says, boy, that's different from the way I used to go to school. We had it on a piece of cardboard, a little folder, and I had to bring it home, and I had to have my parents sign every signature for every subject, proving that they got their that they actually did. I actually did give them my report card. Then I had to bring it back to the teacher and show it to the teacher. Oh, times have changed. K1CJW. And I'm sorry if I was interrupting. With I think you were talking to someone else. But go ahead, Chad.
We had a piece of card stock that was folded in half, and I got caught one year, third grade. My school teacher her name was Edith Maccabee, and boy, she was the best teacher in the world. But I stayed in mischief with her, and then one year she sent the cards were light blue, and then when you got up to sixth grade, they turned yellow. And I didn't do so hot one year, so I decided that I wasn't going to take my report card home, and I was going to sign it myself. And got caught, of course. Busted. So, oh my goodness. And I got caught because my school teacher went to church with my grandma. And, you know, they were pretty close, and grandma told, you know, my dad, and then my dad started asking questions and then turned it over to mom. And yeah, so we got a report card four times, I guess. I think it was maybe it's once a year. I can't remember. But I was not trusted anymore. With a report card. A school teacher called mom and dad and told them my grades till I got to about the fifth grade, I guess.
One CJW, did you ever notice when you see movies on TV about schools, the desk on a school, all of them on the right-hand side, the top part of the desk, had a hole in there? Do you know what that hole was for?
Do not.
Well, in the old days, there was no such thing as the type of pen that we use today. That hole was there for a little glass jug to hold the ink, and the ink was a liquid. And they did not trust you until you got to be about the fifth grade, because if you got the ink on your clothes, you were stuck with it. And that's what that hole is for. And every time I ask that question, I get the same reply. Nobody pays attention to it.
So you had to dip your pen into the inkwell? Is that what you're telling me?
He had a pen. The tip was made out of metal. You dip it into the inkwell, and you start writing. And after you write about two or three words, you would run out of ink, you'd dip it again in the inkwell, and you keep going there until you're all done. But like I said, they would not give it to the young kids in the first, second, third, or fourth grade because they were too young. They waited to the latter part of the years. K1CJW.
Comment. It's KC4EZN. Do you remember when you bought your jar of ink, doll, that you turned it upside down and then turned it right side back up and opened the lid and your little inkwell was formed inside that glass jar? Got to remember way back for that, KC4EZN.
That's news to me. I'm not familiar with that at all.
You must be older than the rest of us then, doll. Yeah, I remember that, and I've forgotten the name, the brand of the ink, but to go to the store and buy a little jar, and it was, I don't know, about a half a cup worth of ink. But up in the very top of it, there was this little section that you turn it upside down, then turn it right side back up, and then you open the lid, and you can dip your pen down in that ink well, instead of dipping it all the way down in the, in the jar of ink. And a little ink well was sort of like you just kind of push your pen in until it hit bottom, and that was just the right depth to put the right amount of ink on the pen. That was one of the latest inventions they came up with towards the end of that. Then they came out with a ballpoint pen, and I would be really interested if somebody would do a study and see how many ballpoint pens have been made for every single human being on the face of the earth. Probably a couple of hundred, and that's for all ever how many billion of us there are. Anyway, we'll turn that back to you guys. Kind of fun listening to you talk. It's KC4EZN. I'm clear.
KC4EZN. I'm 92 years old.
Well, I'm 80, so, I'm the newer version.
Well, you don't sound like you're 80. K1CJW is clear.
Well, I wish I didn't feel like I was 80 some days, but my body's got a way of reminding me, y'all. And I just ignore it as best I can. Decided that getting old was for old people, and I'm not old yet, so that's my story, and I'm going to stick with it. You folks have a good one, and we'll let that young, still wet behind the ears, Squirt Chad, keep on talking. KC4EZN.